This episode is being recorded out of Shop Talk Podcast Studios in Oak Park, Michigan. For more information, visit www.shoptalkpod.com.
Welcome back to Heels and Pantyhose. This your girl, Dawny Dawn, and I am so glad that you came back to join me. Because, ladies, how uncomfortable is it to wear these pantyhose? I don't know about y'all, but I'm kind of happy that spring is here. Summer is hitting, so you can just go ahead and put on that skirt, that nice little blouse, and put on some pumps and go out to the dough and be comfortable because I can't stand pantyhose. They're so itchy sometimes. Even the luxury ones are just like, get them off, let alone a pair of pumps. I'm not gonna hold you up. Since this whole stay at home, stay safe, I had to cook dinner yesterday in pumps just to make sure I still had it, that I can wear them for at least 4 hours. But neither here or there. Last week, you know, we had a nice little conversation. We talked about the structure of you, and I told you this week we will be discussing the beauty of you. The beauty of you and how beautiful you already are, how complex, how complicated it may be. You are so beautiful, and why not allow you to express that beauty through your fashion, right? So with that, when it comes to being a fashion stylist, image consultant, let's talk about how you don't have to compare who you are. Because once you start comparing who you are, you begin to start competing. And that's no competition because you're already divine. You already are set out to who you are. And at that moment when you find yourself comparing, you're allowing yourself to be put in a competition and in a race. And the race that you're competing against is only supposed to be that person you're looking in the mirror at. And when you start looking over here and you start seeing, oh, well, this fashion stylist is doing this, and you're comparing your fashion styling skills to this person, now you're competing. And as women, it's so weird, but like we have already been structured to compete from when we were kids. So at what point are we going to stop as a fashion stylist? And I'll say today, if you haven't stopped, you just got to stop. Don't look at nobody else's fashion styling and what they're doing current time. It's good to have a muse, somebody who inspires you, that you are motivated. But once you get that inspiration, at that point, structure it. Hey, you see how I did that? We're going back to last week. Structure it to your likings. Structure it to you, because at the end of the day, your clientele is going to be just that, your clientele. All right. Now, let's go through attributes when it comes to fashion. Whatever is your best attribute on yourself or your client, if your client says like they love their arms, so you should find like, you know, sleeveless tops. If your client tells you they do not like their breasts because they sag or whatever the case may be, try to stay away from like tube tops and things of that nature, because some women just do not like that type of look, okay? And then if you got people who say, hey, I got my butt look like peaches, like it's just pump and all of that, then, you know, you can do the Daisy Duke shorts. You can do whatever the case may be. The moral of the story is your styling techniques is showing off your client's best attributes, whatever they might tell you. So usually when I get a new client, they fill out a clientele sheet and I ask them, what is your style? Are you chic? Are you tomboy chic? Are you, you know, are you high fashion? What is it? What's your uncomfortable like style, and what are you comfortable in? And then what do you aspire to be like when you look at a look? Like, what's your styling board inspiration? And sometimes taking a client outside of their comfort zone, it makes them be like, dang, I never thought after working with you, I could pull off this look, but this actually looks really great because you took a little bit of what I said I never wore before, but I kind of wanted to wear it. You took that, and then you also put together all what I am used to wearing. So boom, right? Which brings it to confidence. your confidence level regarding styling has to be superb. And reason I say that is because if you aren't confident in regards to what you're bringing to your styling skills or wearing off this look, it will express itself. And not as like a mask of like, oh, I'm wearing this, like, this is who I want to be, but just who you are. Confidence is a necessity just regarding anything, because you can demand a room because you are the light. You are lit, okay? And your confidence will show with whatever outfit you have on. Excuse me. And with that being said, I got this book. Let me tell y'all, so I've been reading this book, The ABCs of Success by Bob Proctor. And I really, 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 really enjoy this book, okay? I enjoy it so much that I am struggling getting out of the letter C. Because he goes through and he breaks down every letter that you should, you know, like the keys of success. And so in C, right, kudos to confidence, you know, he has something in here where he discusses the safety net syndrome, which is a part of confidence. And in here he has a little excerpt, and it says, self-confidence is nothing more than knowledge. Let me say that again. To be self-confident, all you need is information. Look at it this way. If you do something well 5,000 times, 5,000 times, you know you can do it. Therefore, you are confident. If you have never done it before, you don't know. Meaning like stepping outside of your comfort zone. But then when you know it so well, at what point are you growing? What point are you taking that extra step outside of your comfort zone? And that's where people, you always see those memes where they say no one grows from their comfort zone. You will continue to stay at a steady pace if you're comfortable. So you have to grow outside of your comfort zone in order to build that confidence, especially in your looks too. Okay, ladies, so there we have that for your confidence. Now, here we go. Let's go to business. Let's talk about customer service. All right. So when it comes to customer service, I am an advocate of just treat people the way you want to be treated, especially when you work in a customer service field and you know you have to interact with people. Don't be short. When you go and get your hair done, are you going to be excited that your hairstylist is just like, hey, sit in a bow. Hey, text me if you got a question, but you sit under the dryer. Don't come looking for me. You're going to be looking at your hairstylist like, sis, hold on. Hold the phone. Like, I know I'm about to pay you $80 for this press and curl. So can you treat me as such? Because now you sitting there talking like, well, if I was doing this, I would do this, 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 that, whatever. And I wouldn't be talking to people like that, right? So now you go to your business, and let's say you work as a business owner and you do telecommunications, right? And you got a call center. And now somebody called you, and now you being short with the customer on the other end because of the simple fact of you know everything and they need you. No different than a hairstylist who know that she know everything about your hair and you need her. Anytime you find yourself in a business that you feel like people need you, now you done got beside yourself. Now your customer service is short. And now at that point, you got to be humbled. And God will humble you. As soon as he can give it, he can take it. Therefore, the best rule of thumb is treat people the way you want to be treated. I'm going to sip on my champagne. I'm going to let that marinate for y'all right now. Hold on. All right, so your lane. Stay in your lane when it comes to business, not going outside of your lane, because when you take too much on as a driver of your business, you will lose focus on what's the necessities. And that's why they always say it's good to have a team, because if you feel like you're giving 100% of yourself to everything, somewhere within that business, you're lacking. Therefore, as a business owner, you are the CEO. And when you first start off as the CEO, you find yourself as the CFO. Then you find yourself, you're doing the marketing. Then you find yourself that you're also doing the accounting. And you feel like you're doing 100% of everything. You're building a website. But at the same time, you might find yourself falling short into the marketing thing, marketing box, because you're focusing so much now on, hey, I'm the CEO. I need to just relax. I need a mental break. But you still have to market your business. And that's where they always say you need to have a team. And even if it is going to a college and finding some interns that need those credits and they will work for free for you, and you never know. You don't know unless you ask. So you should try to do your very best to ask. The best leaders know it's nothing wrong with asking for help. So build you a team. After so long, you should be able to build you a team that you trust. And I always tell my friends, because I work a 9-to-5, that if I'm a good employee, therefore I know that I will be a good employer. And I feel like being a good employer means that you're easy to work with, not for. That you don't feel as though you're higher than anybody, because when you're a good employer, that's because you have done everything, every role, everything that everyone is in that position within the company. Boom. Now, your boldness, right? In your business, you have to be ready to be bold. And when I say bold, like doing something like phenomenally off the chain, like, whoa, didn't see that coming. Take bold risk and take a chance, because the worst thing you can do is 17 years from now. Yeah, I used a random number, 17. Judge me later. But 17 years from now, you look back and you're like, dang, I really wish I did this, because if I took that chance of being bold and making a risk for my company, then I might have been here. So just do something out of the norm, because that's what sets you apart. And that's what makes your lane within your business. Cool? So with that being said, the beauty of you and bringing everything together, what you should take away from all of this today within this topic is that you are beautiful. And what makes you beautiful is you. And what makes your business beautiful is that it's your business and you structured it. You made a foundation of it that best fits for you. And then you will have a clientele that's for your business. And you're not in competition with nobody, because your business is just that. It's yours, ordained, divine. And the only way you'll know how it's going to turn out is when you go and you make that bold risk on yourself and you start your business, plain and simple. So, I mean, come on. And it does get uncomfortable being a CEO, however the case may be. You can make your traditional ways modernized for you. Cool? Cool. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I had to take a deep sigh, y'all, because the things I ain't got time for. 45 things that I could possibly name right now. However the case may be, I don't know if I am even the only one in this bus ride right now for the things I don't have time for, but I really don't care. So buckle the hell up, because this is what we're going to do. Take a sigh. Things I don't have time for. If you know current date, whenever this does play for you guys, it's really just sitting back and being on social media and having to sit here and just be like, will this ever change? will we ever see justice? Because what I don't have time for is how police are not rightfully charged for the crimes that they commit. And even with media and even with things being recorded, it still seems as though they get away with murder. Like, God dang, did Shonda Rhimes like literally write the whole book and pamphlet of how to get away with murder? And then she showed us clearly how people can get away with murder on every episode on ABC. And then we see it. Cause I'll be damned. Or did Olivia Pope show us too how you can get away with a crime and make somebody seem as though they are politically correct, but they have done wrong under the human eye in media? So I just don't have time for that. It's a great thing to be a Black woman. It's awesome. It's beautiful. But then again, we're still the most unprotected person in the world. Breonna Taylor still doesn't make sense. And this is heavy, the things I don't have time for. And if you got to skip and go to the next episode, I can commend you and I understand, but this is our life. This is the light that we live in. And it's time for a change. Enough is enough. So with that, moving on, I'm going to try to make it a little bit lighter, because that's what it is. Being Black in America is finding sarcasm and laughing in the most tragic times of our lives. Things I don't have time for, also number 147, because that's how much I weigh, is that I was planking the other day and I put all that 147 on my left wrist and it gave out. And I don't know if I'm ever going to plank again on the left side. I'm going to have to get a wristband, something like that, because it's crazy. It's crazy, 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 crazy. Number five, things that I don't have time for, is the way that I feel like I'm the female version of Rick Ross. I've been drinking Bel Air damn near every other day. This is crazy. They really need to think about sponsoring Heels and Pantyhose podcast. We're going to have to call them. We're going to have to get them a little holler. Number 1,000,001. Did y'all see how NeNe just like literally left when that chick Yolanda came on, or Yovana, whatever her name is, came on for the reunion? She literally got off the camera. And what I didn't understand was, NeNe, where you going? Why you leave? We wanted to know what you had to say, because you had a story. You got a story and we want to hear your story. Because I know you didn't tell nobody to record conversations, because I think that's illegal in the state of Georgia, but what do I know? Things I don't have time for is traveling right now, because I feel like every time you travel just to go have fun and say, hey, 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 what up? I wanted to go here because your state is open, so I want to get my nails done, hair done, all these things done. I think when you come back from that other state, you should like self-quarantine for like 14 days, because what could you possibly be doing? Like, what? What? I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know the urgency. And that's that. Another thing I don't have time for is people who don't like to say they sorry. Like, you know you was wrong, so you just not going to apologize ever. And did we talk about Molly? Because I still ain't got time for Molly at all. I don't think so. Nope, still no time for Molly. Only reason I still say I don't have time for Molly is for the simple fact, on my list of 1,000,000,005 reasons why I don't have time for Molly, is that she and her man went on that trip out the country, and she was ballsy enough to tell her man, fuck you. And I just couldn't believe that she felt that comfortable. This your first time meeting your prospects of in-laws and you saying F you to them. Okay, Molly. All right, you real comfortable. But I think her man, he Andrew, I think he really cool, calm and collective. But I think he tallying up before he go ahead and say, that was your last straw. I'm good. I'm straight. I don't think they're going to last. And Molly is going to end up ruining that relationship. And she's controlling. And I think Issa was the last friend that she could possibly control. And she got upset. And that's why her and Issa friendship has tarnished. But we shall see how that goes. Because I'm here at Heels and Pantyhose, your girl Dawnie Dawn. Love her some Insecure. The other thing I don't have time for, number two, is edge control. I don't understand how I can never find the proper edge control to lay down my edges. For hit me up, slide in my DMs, tell me what y'all use out there, ladies, because I am having the hardest time making sure I keep these boys silky, silky smooth. They always curl up, and then my hairstylist, she's still not taking appointments, so I'm just out here winging it, so just holla at your girl. Last but not least, things that I don't have time for is Nike. The way they debit my account, like, let me just say this. So during this whole stay-at-home safe situation, I've been shopping online. Kudos to those who have been able to resist the urge to shop online. But literally shopping online and getting super excited like Santa Claus is coming every other Saturday. But Nike got the audacity to charge me at the time of my purchase. Then they put the money back in my account. And then when the item goes to shipping, guess what they do? They take it back out. Who y'all think y'all is, Nike? That ain't cute. That's not cool. I really thought I hit the jackpot. Like, I really, really, really thought I did. And then I was like, wait, let's not touch it. Because, I mean, after the fifth time of it happening, I realized, like, oh, shit. Nike is really messing with me. So let me just not spend no additional money until the package comes, because they take your money out. And that's pretty much all I have to say. You know, you guys, y'all are fantastic. And regardless of how uncomfortable it may be in these heels and these freaking pantyhose, just know that at the end of the day, you can come home and you can take them off and you can breathe. But at the end of the day, you gotta keep them going for society. But last but not least, I got another thing I gotta tell you I ain't got time for. Let me go back. Sorry. Had you going. Being a businesswoman and not being able to show my emotions because I don't want to come off like a bitch, okay? And the only reason I say that is because maybe I'm doing business with some soft man. However, I get very frustrated when I'm trying to hold a business meeting or a conference video chat and the good sirs try to flirt with me. This is not the time, or nor it will ever be the chance to try to flirt with me when we're doing business, because once I have gave you any type of currency, guess what? That's out the door. And the reason I'm saying that is because I was going through a whole Zoom meeting, whole thing of everything that I wanted to have on this upcoming thing that I'm working on, this project. And the good sir that he took that conversation and it went left so quickly, to the point that I was just like, I wish I never agreed to this, because A, I didn't know the guy. B, I never seen him. So C, he thought this was like, oh, this is my chance. I've been savage in the house and I'm about to shoot my shot. Not here, not this way. No, no, no. And that's what I don't have time for, mixing business with pleasure. And with that being said, everyone, make sure that you tune in next week to Heels and Pantyhose, where we'll be discussing lesson learned. And this is your host, Dawnie Dawn. Ladies, click your heels twice. Gentlemen, fix your ties. You guys have a great day. Bye.